McKenna Nakamura and Samantha Niver, both engineers in their mid-20s, aren't married yet, but they're looking to buy a condominium together. They're pre-qualified for a $550,000 loan.
Looking for a two-bedroom, two-bath, hopefully. Nice space to live in. No more street parking, hopefully.
Yeah, we're ready to go as soon as we find the place that suits our needs. We're a little flexible, too, with like newer buildings versus older buildings, so that opens up a lot more doors.
The median price for a condominium is $350,000. A single-family home, more than double that amount. Economist Paul Brubaker, addressing mortgage bankers during their annual conference, says you ain't seen nothing yet.
Let's say that home prices just appreciate at 4%, single family and condo. So in 2003, the top 1% of homes were worth $1 million or more. And in 2013, it was the top 10%. And in 2023, the top 30% of all homes will trade at $1 million or more.
Brubaker says at a 6% growth rate, 40% of Oahu homes will be over $1 million. Real estate broker Ann Hogan Perry says new construction in Kaka'ako isn't included in current sales prices, and the larger condominium units there are changing the market dynamics.
My business partners, Tracy Allen, Beth Chang, and I have the Kawamoto inventory that Alexander and Baldwin purchased. And we are finding that many of those buyers are looking at Park Lane or what Howard Hughes is offering, and some of them are buying condominiums that are the same price, if not more, than the houses we're selling on Kahala Avenue.
It's no secret the lack of housing inventory on Oahu will continue to drive prices higher. Economist Brubaker says developers have added about 1,500 to 1,600 new units each year, far short of the 3,500 needed.
3,500 units? That's Koa Ridge. You need a new Koa Ridge every year. 3,500 units? That's everything Howard Hughes will build for the next 10 years in Kaka'ako. You need that every year for new household formation.
Real estate broker Perry says first-time buyers or people entering the Honolulu real estate market need to get a knowledgeable agent and do their homework.
You don't want your mortgage to dictate your life. Let's talk to your tax person. What can you reasonably afford? What can you live with every month? You don't necessarily want to take the highest mortgage they offer you.
Meanwhile, Nakamura and Niver have been visiting open houses for about 3 weeks. Niver says buying a two-bedroom condo for $500,000 is pretty frightening.
We're still pretty cautious, just in terms of making sure we get the right value for the place. It's a pretty competitive market, so it's easy to think you might fall into a trap of paying more than you need to.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.